You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser.
This is your seat at the table.
Hey guys, this is Darren Clark here, the producer of Business Lunch, and we've got a great episode lined up for you in just a second. But first, you might be wondering, why is this showing up on Monday? Well, we've been getting feedback from you, our listeners, and a lot of you love the interviews on Wednesdays and the snackable Fridays. But some of you have asked for more tips, tactics, and takeaways. So we're going to start doing Takeaway Mondays, where Roland's going to share actionable things you can apply right away. So to kick off in style, today's episode was recorded by Roland as he was sitting in Heathrow Airport waiting for his flight. And he is going to share a mind-blowing strategy that you can take to the bank right away.
So let's talk a little bit more about goals. One of my big goals has been to have Sir Richard Branson speak at our Traffic and Conversion Summit. And all of us look up to Richard quite a bit. He's built 12 $1 billion companies. And so we really wanted to have him at Traffic and Conversion Summit this year. Having sold part of the company to Clarion and now having a partner that has more capital to invest in things like speakers, we were able to get a significantly increased budget. We doubled our budget that was available last year to spend for celebrities, but it still was only less than half of what we needed to get Sir Richard. So looking at being creative, we decided that we would hold a reception. So negotiating the contract with Richard Branson required us to get him to agree to appear at a reception. All of the money that he receives for his speaking fees goes to charity, his Virgin Unite charity. So we decided to hold a reception, and we're going to have about 20 people who each pay $15,000 to spend the 2 hours that Richard was willing to give us to have this reception. And so we have this small group of people who will actually be able to talk with him one-on-one, ask him questions directly, in addition to getting pictures with him and that sort of thing. And it's really cool because it allows us to bring him to the Traffic and Conversion Summit. And in addition to that, I'm going to interview him at the summit. And so it allows us to have a big, big, hard-to-get celebrity on our Business Lunch podcast. So one of my goals last year was to launch a podcast. We launched Business Lunch, and I interview people and talk about kind of what's their entrepreneurial journey and success and stuff. And I was like, boy, if I could have Richard Branson on it, that would be fantastic. So how to get multiple things done with out of one event, kind of multi-purposing, like you multi-purpose content, multi-purposing people and events and things that happen is one of the best ways to accelerate your success. So part of the contract negotiation process was to be able to have the interview that I'm going to do with Richard live at Traffic and Conversion Summit be part of or be a live interview for the Business Lunch podcast. So that interview is going to be Business Lunch live at Traffic and Conversion Summit. It'll give me the chance to interview Richard, which will be great for the podcast. It will also give me the chance in front of 6,000 or 7,000 people to have a big splash of Business Lunch up on the screens and say, welcome to Business Lunch Live, which is a great way to get additional subscribes, which is a great way to get your podcast ranked higher in the rankings. And part of my plan is that while I'm interviewing him on stage, when I welcome him, I'll say, welcome, Richard, to the Business Lunch Podcast Live here at Traffic and Conversion Summit. I'm really excited to have you here. For everybody in the audience and everybody listening, you should go right now to Business Lunch on iTunes. So open up your phones, go to Business Lunch Podcast, and subscribe so that you will get to hear this interview, and you'll also be able to not miss any of the really cool interviews that we've got coming up. We've got a lot of great people. So I get to, at Traffic and Conversion Summit, hopefully get several thousand. If I could get a couple of thousand subscribes, that should be a pretty significant bump in the ratings. And if you get bumped up in the rankings for the podcast, then you also show up on the iTunes charts, which means that more people who are looking at those charts find you and subscribe, which helps you all perpetuate the podcast and its success. So the strategy is to get as much out of each thing that you do as possible. Multi-purpose the things, the events in your life, and the things that you're doing. So thing one, we get Richard Branson and we get to announce him for Traffic and Conversion Summit. That alone is fantastic. It's a brand elevating thing simply to have him there. It's great content for the attendees, and that's number one. Thing number two, rather than have him simply speak, it turns out that he actually prefers to do interviews. So we get to interview him. That's going to elevate anyone who's interviewing. So I'm the lucky person that gets to interview him, so that's going to elevate my personal brand. But also, I'm going to get to promote the podcast by having him be a guest on the podcast. That's thing number three. Thing number four is going to get me more subscribers to the Business Lunch podcast, because on stage I'm going to connect those two things. And then number five, I'm going to have War Room, our mastermind, our high-end mastermind, is going to sponsor the Business Lunch interview with Richard Branson, which gets us another thing. It's number six, all right? Number seven is that we have, in connection with the sale of TNC, an earnout. So the more, based on the gross income, or the net sales actually, of the Traffic Conversion Summit for this year, 2019. So having additional sponsorships available in terms of Richard Branson and having him sell additional tickets, it's two things, that's going to drive additional revenue. So that's another thing that we get from that. We're also going to have War Room sponsor the reception that we're doing with Richard Branson, which elevates War Room. The people who attend are good potential War Room candidates. Several War Room people are attending, but the people who are not yet War Room members who attend are potential War Room members, which is an additional $30,000 to $40,000 revenue opportunity per person that are attending that. That's eight now. The ninth thing is that we always, when we're booking celebrities, get additional time with them as part of the contract, so that if there's any possibility of getting to know them better and actually standing out as not just some event that they spoke at, but actual people that they might want to do a deal with. I don't know if there's any deal that we can do with Richard Branson. I don't know if there's any opportunity to do that, but he seems like he's receptive. We don't have anything to pitch, but just getting to know people, getting in the flow of what's going on with them can be a really good opportunity. So that's number nine. And one thing that we learned as part of this in promoting tickets for the event, and we did learn that Richard Branson helped sell tickets, by the way. We had, I think, $283,000, almost $300,000 weekend by promoting the fact that he is going to be speaking at the event. But an unintentional, accidental discovery that we made is that when you promote people who have the cachet that Richard Branson has, it makes everyone else want to promote too. So by having Sir Richard speak at the event and creating the graphics that show each of our existing speakers, we have almost 100 of them, as a featured speaker, and then down at the bottom it shows pictures of the other people who are speaking, and Richard Branson is in the middle. The big picture is the picture of the not Richard Branson speaker, whoever the other speakers are, and then underneath there's Ryan Dice and Rachel Hollis, who's a pretty big name with the number one podcast. Also Jay Shetty, who has billions of views, I believe, on YouTube, and one of the Harmon brothers who created the Poopery videos and lots of viral videos. So you've got all these super, super big people who are listed underneath, and smaller pictures of them with the featured speaker, and you send that out to all your speakers, and the speakers get excited because now they are elevating their own brand with your celebrity. So they're getting brand elevation on your nickel. But what happens is, because they've already sent out promotions once, they promote again with the new graphic that has the big speaker. So what we learned is, A, they'll promote more if they get to be associated with the big speaker. Hey, we're sharing the stage with Richard Branson, Rachel Hollis, the Harmon brothers, etc. But also, if you wait, because it took us so long to get the contract negotiated with Branson, it took about 4 months to make this happen, and we only got it done 3 weeks before the event started, so I was really happy that we made that happen. But accidentally, they had already promoted that they were going to speak at TNC, and all of them, when we redid the graphics and sent them with Branson in it, re-promoted, sold more tickets. It was a great push, like I said, $300,000 in a weekend. So that's 10 different things, maybe it's 11, 10 things and a big learning anyway, that we got from this one thing. So when you're looking at 2019 and how can you achieve all the goals that you want, think about how can you leverage one event or one occurrence or one thing that you're going to do in multiple ways, because it's not just content that can be repurposed and leveraged, it's everything. So think about that. Hope you have a great day.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier, and we would love for you to come and join us on our website, businesslunchpodcast.com. And if you like, you can join our email list, and we'll be sending you a weekly newsletter with news, expanded show notes, behind-the-scenes stuff, and all kinds of other goodies. So that's businesslunchpodcast.com, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.